What are you eating?
Yogurt.
And what?
That's it.
Well, you had another snack there.
It's gone.
Oh, what was that?
It was a tortilla with and turkey sandwich meat.
Oh, what are you distracted by?
I don't know.
We're not talking about the animals at all this time. No animal talk
Fail.
At all. Huh?
Fail.
Fail.
Yeah.
Because I got a dog in my lap, and you're distracted by the cat.
I thought I
And as we sit down here, we're like, we're not going to talk about the animals at all, because do you think the people might be sick of us talking about the animals?
Because we're always talking about Pooh Bear and Butterfly.
I know.
They are our children.
I know.
Do you ever hear Jenna and her husband talk about their children?
No, but yeah. I did hear them talk about their dog one day.
Oh,
yappy-ass
one day.
Dog.
One day.
So, did you have fun down here cleaning the basement all day?
Oh, dear Lord.
The studio. Studio, I mean.
I am glad you were here, or mm-hmm. I would be mad at you right now.
For it being this dirty?
When you're out of town, yeah, and I've come down here and cleaned, I'm like, why am I doing this by myself?
Because your cat. Oh, we're talking about the animal again. Because your cat hair was everywhere. Maybe we should just shave that cat.
Because
you need to shave your kitty.
I don't clean anything upstairs that has dog hair on it. Nothing.
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 I know. Have you noticed
you
that?
You have to do all that. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Wrinkled Sheets. I'm not sure what number it is. I've given up now. You always kill.
Good job.
Does it really matter what number it is? No, it doesn't matter.
I guess when you post it, it helps.
Right, because I posted the wrong number the other day, and then I had jacked everything up.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. So I'm not even going to worry about what number it is anymore. I'll just go by the
date. The date, yeah.
And I'm going to say the day because people might listen to this at any time. That's why I'm not going to go,
right.
Good morning.
And they'll be like, oh, it's old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's new?
Well, I cleaned the basement with your help, and I'm very thankful for your help.
It looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
And now I can actually come down here and work out in my home gym again without breathing cat dander.
I thought we were going to talk about the day.
I think that's funny that you're using that as an excuse to not come down here and work out.
Oh, I do come down here and work out. I said I could do
it
without.
I saw your workout this morning.
That was not a workout this morning. That was just hanging out.
I'm sweating to Jillian Michaels, and you sit on your little weight bench.
Uh-huh. I did my legs.
And you did like two pumps and then tweet or Facebook or text or
no, I was deleting.
Whatever BS
I'm
you
now,
do on your phone.
I'm working on I was talking to somebody else about if it looks like you follow too many people on Twitter. You know, then you're
it
just
like... It looks like you're pathetic.
Yeah.
I've told you that.
And so
I... Who else told you that?
Dave Wiskus.
I told you Dave. That like a year ago.
I know, but I'm one of those people, and it really do believe in follow back. You know.
I know.
If you follow, I'm going to follow back. So I'm was going through all
Ain't
of our
no
stuff.
Ain't no follow back, girl.
Ain't no follow back, girl.
Sorry.
So I was going through and taking out a lot of people that weren't following.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Either they followed you at one time, and then they dropped off the grid.
Right. Do you unfollow people?
You know I do.
Why do you
people
unfollow?
People get boring, or they get stupid.
Uh-huh. And maybe, that's what I was afraid, that maybe I got stupid and lost some people.
Maybe I've seen a retweet, and I'm like, oh, that's clever. So I'll follow the person that originally tweeted it.
I do that, too. Uh-huh.
And then, like, I realize that they're ridiculously stupid on most of their tweets. They only have a few clever tweets, so I'm like, unfollow. Because... You know, I don't have the time that you do to sit and look at my phone all day. Like, today was the first time I looked at Twitter in 2 weeks.
And what'd you find?
And I found some cool stuff because I follow people that tweet things that I'm interested in.
Right, you were
fitness
working the hell
stuff.
Out of Twitter this morning before I woke up because I got my phone. I'm like, damn, you got like 25.
I know. When I get the time to do it, like, I like sharing with people.
What do you share?
I share a lot of fitness stuff and recipe stuff and, like, I found a cool tweet today that I shared on Twitter and Facebook about some, like, lower-calorie alcoholic beverages.
Like?
Oh, why you gotta be old?
Because if you're gonna bring stuff up, you gotta talk about it.
I know.
And if they're gonna follow you while we're talking about Twitter, you're at PinkBarb27.
Right, and I can admit that I, most of the time, am not very cool on Twitter.
You're
like, you won't even hear from me for, like, a week. And then all of a sudden, it's like, bam, 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 bam.
Diarrhea Twitter.
Yeah. I know. What'd you call it? Surges in tweeting.
What?
I have surges in tweeting.
Right.
Yeah, they've got some great, like, low-calorie cocktails, like a farmer's market margarita. It's a margarita, but it's kind of different. It's kind of takes out the, like, sour mix, which adds calories, and replaces it with fresh cucumber, cilantro, lime juice, distilled water.
So, are you going to make that?
Well, not now, but maybe down the road. There was one that I was really interested in. It's a mojito, because, you know, every once in a while, especially on a hot summer day, I like a nice mojito. But it has, like, syrup, sugary syrup, but it calls... I didn't know Splenda made a Splenda syrup.
Oh, I didn't either.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Is excited. It better than the mimosa that you're having now?
Health-wise? Calorie-wise, I mean, yeah. Yes. Yes. My mimosa's out of a can, so I don't even know.
Canned mimosa, but it is Sunday, so
it
it's
is.
Time for...
It's my mimosa day. If I'm going to have a mimosa, it's going to be on a Sunday. Is that weird?
While you clean.
Well, I had one for breakfast, and then I cleaned my butt off.
You had one for breakfast.
Because that's when
you
have mimosas.
I won't even tell
you
how that sounds.
No, that's when you drink mimosas. That's the
when
only...
When you get up and have...
It's one of the only drinks that's okay to have before noon on a weekend.
Because of the fruit juice in it? Or?
It's a brunch. Well, we didn't have breakfast till like 11 o'clock.
That's why you were like, woo, I'm about drunk.
No, I wasn't. So I had a mimosa with my breakfast at 11 o'clock. And then I'm having another mimosa now at what? 4:30? Woo!
You gave the time out.
Is that bad?
No.
I didn't give
what
the
time
out.
What if they don't listen to it at 4:30?
Well, then they'll be like, dang, it's 6:30. I'm 2 hours behind. What?
What if they listen at 2:30 in the morning?
Well, dang.
They're probably drunk, too.
Yeah, they're like, woo, cheers, mimosa time.
It was nice last night. We ran into, we went out to see our friends, Honky Tonk Voodoo.
Honky Tonk Voodoo.
And it was in the zone. Cool little bar here in Colorado up by Golden. And we ran into a friend of ours, Scully. And Scully listens to our podcasts, all of them.
Oh, that's awesome.
All of them. You probably didn't see it. They're all of our rodeo friends, the medics and the rodeo clowns. They were all
very cool.
Fred was another one. Hi, Fred was there. I know he said he listens now and then. But they listened to all of them. And it's really cool. It was cool talking to them last night because they've totally turned into podcast people.
Because of us.
Yeah, because they got mad at radio after I left, and they weren't playing the music that they liked. So he goes, I started listening to y'all's podcast. And then I like the podcast, and he's flipping around, finding other podcasts. I think that's what people are doing. They're finding podcasts. But he said that he loved two girls in a bottle of wine. He goes, does that make me gay?
Wow, I don't think I got to talk to him much.
I don't think he did either.
But I was talking to other people a lot.
But it was cool to find out that the rodeo guys –
that is
are
really
now listening
cool.
to.
Hi, rodeo guys.
Yeah. Scully is a rodeo medic. Fred is a rodeo clown.
I bet they see some stuff.
I know.
Because those people are dumb to get in there with, like, arenas with bulls and those horses that have their balls tied up in a big bunch to make them kick.
Do you think... What makes somebody do that? Is it lack of fear, adrenaline?
I think it's that adrenaline rush. It's just like anyone that would jump out of an airplane. Like, woo, that adrenaline rush and doing it and overcoming it.
Yeah.
And making it through it. You're like, woo. And then it kind of goes away and you're like, I want to feel that again. It's like a drug from what I hear.
I know
adrenaline rush.
Fred, who I say clown, he's not a... They're called bullfighters now. You know, they're the guys that get in there and distract the bulls and do the stuff. So, you know,
And it's good that they're medics and they have that training, so if something happens, they're right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I've seen Fred get hurt, and I know that Fred's got I saw him bull get him one day. And how do you go, I'll get back in? That's what... You know, I understand wanting to do it and the thrill if you jumped out of an airplane, but if you jumped out of an airplane and almost died, would you want to jump back out of an airplane?
Well, it's just like we watch Grey's Anatomy. They went through a horrible plane crash, and it took a lot for them to get back on planes. Did I just relate real life to fictional life? Yes, I did.
Right. Do you know how...
ridiculous I sound.
All right.
I don't know. I know that if I were to...
I lack the something that causes that. Because Fred and Scully, those guys, tried to get me to do, and I was going to do the get in the barrel one day up at...
I could never see you do that.
I was already. They had given me the training about how to drop into the barrel and hold on, and the bull hits it, and I was just going to do it once for publicity for the radio station. And then the Cheyennes, not Cheyenne, what was the Greeley? Greeley Rodeo said, nope, legally we can't let you do it.
You're like, thank you,
thank
God.
You, Lord. But I was going to do it, but I don't have that, you know, like, yeah, this will be great.
Well, you kind of do. You know, not many people could get up on stage and tell jokes for a living. You know, the number one fear that people have is public speaking.
You just picture people naked.
Shut up. I don't want to know that you're picturing all those girls in the audience naked.
Every one of them you're naked. An and ass. Then all of a sudden I go, oh, fat dude. Crap.
But you kind of do. I bet you get that. I know you get that rush. Because, like, afterwards you're just like, woo, kind of.
Yeah.
I've seen you. So true. It's very similar to that. So if you were to go out on stage one night and get booed the heck off stage.
I'd probably never go back on stage. That's what I know when I've talked to people before about when they first start doing stand-up. If I would have totally sucked my first time, mm-hmm. I probably would have never done it again. Because I know me. I'd have been right. Like, this isn't for me. I can't. But I do remember doing well the first couple of times. And then kind of not doing well, but thinking, what went wrong? So then something in me would try to figure out what went wrong.
Because you're a smarty.
Yeah, so it wasn't the whole, I suck at this, I'm not doing it.
Right.
But I see those people get up over and over and over and suck on New Talent Night, and you're like, what's in you? Don't you hear that you're not doing well? Or do you hear
right.
something? What goes on in your head?
Well, imagine like going on something like American Idol. And say you have some talent, but there are a lot of talented people, and you lose. Like, you are a loser in the book of American Idol. Do you think it would be difficult to go back on stage and sing for a living?
No.
Really?
Yeah, because then you got the American Idol credit. Look at me, people, you always say.
I lost American Idol.
Lost Woo! An American Idol.
Just like that.
The only one you wouldn't want to be.
Pants on the ground guy.
But he got publicity out of it. Yeah. And he got a lot of stuff out of it. Look at that other guy, the Asian guy that. What was his?
What did he sing? Shebang, shebang.
Shebang, shebang.
Yeah.
What was it? Who did that song originally?
Ricky Martin? Living La yeah. Vida Loca. Yeah.
I'm
saying way too much on this podcast. Nobody wants to hear it.
Hear you sing?
I don't know what a tune is.
Come on, do it again.
No, I couldn't carry one if I tried.
That's because you've been listening to all that Branson music.
Ouch. Ouch.
What?
You can suck my toe. You just dissed my home area.
No, I'm just... What was the name of the band there?
Don't.
What?
No, we're not going to dog people by name.
Come on.
That's mean.
Well, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying...
Did you not like their version of that Merle Haggard melody?
It was different. The Chosen Few.
Damn you, Janet.
The Chosen Few. Are they still around in Branson?
No, I think they broke up a long time ago.
I can see why. But
they were a gospel group.
They were probably good. I just... That Branson has that whole sound. It's like that Lawrence Welk thing of where they...
Yes, the Lawrence Welk Theater.
We take a song and we make it exactly like this. We make it perfectly enunciated and...
Lawrence Welk had a theater in Branson.
Really? You're too young to even know who Lawrence Welk is. Most people listening to this won't even know who Lawrence Welk is.
Well, because of my Branson heritage that you're making fun of, I knew a Paul Overstreet song because of that.
I bet the Chosen Few could take a Rolling Stone song and, you know.
And screw it up. But they're not together anymore.
Street Fighting Man.
It was fun. We turned on my computer today, which I haven't really used much since we started dating.
Yeah, and it made me rethink our relationship. I'm kidding. Just that mix of music. I didn't know you had that motherfucking Dr. Dre on there. Wow. How many times did he use the N-word in that
phase.
Song?
I went through a phase. Like, that music is like music I've had for probably 15 years.
You were a Dr. Dre fan?
Yeah, at one point in my college career.
Come on, Mitch, you had that baby just to capture that man. And you tell a kid his daddy is a no good.
Yeah. I've gone through my phases, but I'm very eclectic in the music that I like.
I could tell by that song why Dr. Dre is so respected for creating headphones.
turn that crap off.
Wow, that was...
I know, that was a little intense. I could not tell you the words to that song, I promise.
It wasn't really a song. It was more like just
a speech.
A speech about how hoes trap their man with their weekend sex. And then tell the baby that their daddy is no good when they ought to just be honest and say, your daddy is a good man. I'm a hoe. I tried to trap him.
I'm like, you know, there were several times I'm like, go to the next song. Skip this song. And I'm like, skip this song. I had to tell you like 12 times before you stop listening.
I don't think other people have that kind of...
Obviously they do, because Dr. Dre had a very successful, or still has a very successful career.
No, I'm talking about they don't have... a girlfriend that has that kind of diverse song list. That
I do have
that
a
makes
weird...
you want to fast forward, fast forward, fast forward, fast forward.
Oh,
wait, what's
boys.
This? Branson, fast forward, fast forward.
You, why are you so mean?
About what?
Branson. I thought you liked Branson.
I do.
I'm going to have Joe Bonzel kick your booty.
Speaking of which, Joe Bonzel of the Oak Ridge Boys.
The Oak Ridge Boys, who I love.
And the name drop, I talked to him the other day. Mm-hmm. And he was very impressed that you liked the gospel, the quartet sound, and banjo music.
You told him this?
I did.
He's like, what is wrong with that girl? How old is she?
He did it. Yeah, because you like the quartet gospel sound.
I love
sound.
The blend of voices, and yes, I love when a bunch of instruments get together and not just the computer. Mm-hmm. And the banjo, the steel guitar. The harmonica.
What is your favorite Oak Ridge Boys song? Mm. Was one that came on the other night. And you were
American
like,
Made.
That's it?
Uh-huh. My baby is American made. Okay.
Once
again,
tune
not being carried.
So you're singing again.
Tune not carried, sorry.
And I think the best part of cleaning up today is when I found your Britney Spears book.
Wow. You know, you even said the date in that book is 2000.
2000?
And I bought it when it got released.
That was 12 years ago.
I'm old.
Almost 13 years, maybe 13 years ago. Well, it is 2013, so.
Yeah. No, I think it was released around Mother's Day, so we got a couple months. Because it was written by her and her mom, Lynn.
I could tell it was written by Brittany because it's like.
Pictures.
Yeah. With captions. Yay, me. Look, I was cheerleading.
Yeah, it was back in the day. She was, you know, she came out in 99, so it was right when she was still. I think I have dust in my nose from cleaning. Anyway, I think it was right when she was hot and awesome before she went crazy and lunatic.
What year did she go crazy?
I don't remember. It was probably about 2004, 5.
So what in your opinion made her go crazy? You're a Britney fan. What was it?
She was
life,
searching.
Kevin?
Like, she, after she hit it big young and then she got to adulthood, mm-hmm. I think she was missing something and she was searching to find it and she was partying to find it. She got married to her high school friend for 48 hours and that didn't fill the void. I think she just had a void that she was trying to fill and... After, like, her and Kevin split, like, something snapped where she was like, "Wow, this void's never going to get filled, and I'm just, I can't control my own life." And
now she's just totally...
Well, she has no control over her own life.
She's gone, though, right? I mean, don't you feel like there's something, when you watch her on TV, that there's some kind of, like, just,
well,
I'm,
you
not,
gotta think,
I'm not totally here.
She started in the Mickey Mouse Club when she was, you know, super young, and then she hit it super big and, like, when she was 16, 17, 18, I don't know. Something like that.
Hit me, baby,
been,
one more time.
Is she had to have been like 16, because I was 17 when that came out, and she's a year and a half younger than me. So, but she never really had a normal life. So there's no way any of us could understand what these people
look
go
at you,
through.
Look at you. Take it.
Well, look at all these child stars that go crazy town, and people are like, oh, that's a shame.
Like,
well,
Miley?
She's not crazy town. She cut her hair. Woo.
You don't
and
think
she's acting like a typical 20-something.
You don't. Oh, so she's not going, in your opinion, she's not going crazy like Britney has.
No.
She's just revolting against her.
Goody,
her
goody.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah. And I think everybody does that. Everybody kind of has that rebellion phase where they're like, I am not who I was, you know, and I am.
Do you think she ruined Hannah Montana, or were they, was that already done?
Oh, that was done long ago. If you ask any 7 or 8 year old, you know, who's Hannah Montana, they would.
No, I mean, at the time, though, didn't
oh,
it?
Oh, no.
To me, it looked like she was like, had they already canceled the show and it was done, is what I'm asking. Because I don't know.
Yeah, I believe so. Because that was several years ago.
Because the way it looks to me is that she was like, you know, I'm tired of doing this. I'm going to act a little crazy. Y'all can cancel if you want to. Because, you know, they were already doing the movies, it seemed. And
right. I think it was all over when she. I know there was some, like, smoking weed allegations near the end. But who doesn't smoke weed
Hannah
in Hollywood?
Got high.
I know. Crazy. Crazy town.
Do you still love her?
No, I don't love her. I like some of her songs. Like, she covered a Bob Dylan song, and you have to admit, she sounded pretty good.
God, I know. I hate that. I liked it.
I played it for you, and you're like, who is this?
I like the song. I just can't take it when she talks.
She's got a raspy voice, but that's what makes her sound good when she sings.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, Take a Little Piece of My Heart. Who originally sang it?
Janis Joplin.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. That name just went boo out my head. Didn't know it.
Not Faith Hill.
No. Yeah. Duh. She had that raspy voice. I'm sure when she talked, she was like that.
Kind of a sexy phone sex voice.
But you just said it drove you nuts when she talked.
Oh, no, but Janis. Not Miley. Miley's got some kind of their. I might have a tumor or something on a vocal cord.
You're an ass.
What?
Wow. Holy muffin. So the speaking of music, the Grammys are on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that?
Sure.
So
we don't know who's win. You know,
right.
Who's winning or doing anything.
Right. We're not
going to
be spoiling anything.
Right. Well, someone, even when people listen to this later, it won't.
So the Grammy organizers sent out a memo this last week asking that attendees dress appropriately and essentially cover up during this year's show. And
yeah.
Rihanna has come out and said she's just, you know, she's not going to, you know, abide by that at
she
all.
She said that?
I don't know if she said. Let me see. Hold on. Rihanna plans to ignore the Grammys dress code and be by Chris Brown's side all night. This is from PerezHilton.com. PerezHilton.com.
Well, one of the memos that went out was something worded like no bulging flesh. Did you see that?
Uh-uh. No.
I was listening to talk radio earlier, and they were talking about one of the what is bulging flesh? What is that? Is that like a muffin top?
Yes. Kind of like we saw on TV the other night. But that was a minimal bulging flesh.
Right. But I wouldn't find that offensive. I don't know what they mean by bulging flesh. Do they just mean don't want big shoved up boobs or something? Or
maybe. I don't know.
I'm confused.
What do you think about Rihanna bringing Chris Brown as her date?
I think it's a slap on to women, actually, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
I do. He's a freaking idiot.
I mean, he beat her up.
Yeah.
And what's that saying to girls? To women. I mean, what's that
right,
saying?
Right, right. It's saying, you know, you could take it and keep him, and then hopefully he won't
hopefully
kill
you. Hopefully he won't ya. Do it. Hopefully he won't beat the shit out of you again.
Yeah. And then Chris Brown was in the news again. His car escaped, he escaped injury after crashing his Porsche into a wall while being chased by paparazzi.
When did that happen?
That happened. What's today's date? I hate weekends.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find today's date real quick. It is February 10th.
Okay, it happened yesterday around noon. Yeah.
So he's just a trouble. He's got, didn't he have the, does he have Rihanna's beat up face tattooed on his neck?
I don't
or
know.
Or is it just a woman?
I haven't seen that, but.
You heard about it though, right?
Yes. There's a lot of things I hear about, but I'm seeing a picture of Chris Brown and Rihanna walking hand in hand together, and we'll probably see him tonight. And guess who's covering the, like, pre-Grammy blogging?
Who?
Brett Michaels.
Is he going to live tweet it or something?
It says live blog from AOL. What? So that'll be interesting.
Are we going to live tweet the Grammys tonight like we did?
Probably.
The Academy Awards?
And we'll probably get in a fight because I'll be like, I love Miranda. And you'll be like, what happened to Real Country? And then
what happened to Real Country? What did happen to Real Country?
That's
Brian Branson.
I will plan on, like,
kidding.
Tackling you and tickling you if you do that. And you hate to be tickled.
I do hate to be tickled.
In other Grammy news, Kanye is boycotting the Grammys to teach us all a lesson about appreciating him.
Oh, are we going to miss him?
Yeah, Kanye West is making good on his promise not to attend this year's Grammy Awards. He and his pregnant love muffin, Kim Kardashian, are currently frolicking in the sunshine of Rio de Janeiro, while the rest of us slowly rot away inside our snow-drenched homes from cabin fever. I'm reading a story word for word.
Yeah, that's fine.
On Saturday, the lovebirds were caught snapping photos and hanging out. West swore to skip the Grammys, the world's biggest the world of music's biggest night, because he saw the omission of his record, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, from the list of 2012 Album of the Year nominees as a snub.
Well, maybe it just wasn't any good. I didn't hear it, but maybe it did suck.
I'm not going to spend any money on his music. I think he's another dumbass. Him and Chris Brown should be blacklisted.
Well, he and the whole Kim Kardashian thing. They're making such a big
deal. Don't even. I hate Kim Kardashian. She's
the Trashians. Kim Kardashians.
I dislike her. I don't hate her because I don't know her. You can't hate people. That's inappropriate. But.
But the whole thing with this, with, you know, she's not divorced yet. They're making a whole big deal about.
And she's pleading to the judge, for my baby's sake.
Yeah.
You know?
And what are they teaching people?
Ridiculous.
Look at all you got to do is just get pregnant.
Dang. How did that come about?
Well, because she's popular. The baby's popular. Every time you turn around, they're talking about the baby. And Kris Jenner wants to have the talk show and have the baby on the – remember we talked about she wants to have a daycare at this thing. They're just
– it's ridiculous. I don't want to talk about her. I don't want to spend any of our precious time talking about stupidity like her.
Well, what else you have there?
There was a Spain cruise ship accident that killed 5 people.
Why you gotta tell me that right before I go work a cruise ship?
And I thought that would segue into you going and leaving me for a week and a half.
I'm gonna go work a cruise ship for the very first time. I will be,
Where are you going? I don't even know.
Actually, I don't even know, really. I don't.
Have no clue?
I have no clue.
So, if I read a story like this when you're gone...
You may see my name in it. Because I have no...
Am I listed as an emergency contact anywhere in your life?
I believe so.
Where?
Don't
you fill out paperwork for each gig?
I do.
You better put my name and number down. I swear to God. Okay. I know I'm not your wife, and there's no legal, people can't trace me to you. I have stressed about this, obviously.
Well, I'm going to see. I'll be going out of Florida. It's Celebrity Cruises. I know it's out of Florida. And I know
how many cruise ships are leaving out of Florida?
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
And I know it's a Caribbean. I go to the Caribbean, but I don't know even know what stops, because I know they do different stops, Jamaica and
you better get me a gift.
Cayman and Puerto Rico.
I want a gift. I don't want you to spend a lot of money, but I just want a gift.
Okay. They sell jewelry on the ships really cheap.
You didn't have to tell me that, and I would have been like. I told you not to spend a lot of money.
Oh, I won't tell you. I won't tell you if I got it on the ship or not then.
Yeah, so you're leaving me for a week and a half. You're going to Fort Worth, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. You're there that whole weekend, and then you go straight from there to, we don't know.
You have no idea
if there's going to be communication.
But Fort Worth will be a big – that's right. I have no idea. I don't know if my cell phone will work out on the – I really don't know anything about this trip. That's really not good now that you bring it up.
I
just know that I've got a plane ticket and where I'm supposed to go and who I'm supposed to talk to. Other than that, I don't want to get too
worked up. Why don't you ask your friend some information?
Okay.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll check on the trip.
That would be great. Tell him I want to know so he doesn't think you're worrying.
Anybody that's listening to this, if you've ever been on a cruise ship or if you've ever worked on a cruise ship, tell me more about it. Tell us, write us on the thing, or text us, or
give me some peace of mind.
Yeah,
basically.
Let her know that everything's gonna be fine, and I'm not gonna catch Legionnaire's disease on the ship. Bless you. Wow.
I told you, I think I have dust in my nose.
Dust in my nose.
Yeah. So this will be our last wrinkled sheets for a while. Not forever, hopefully. Don't die. No. But for a while.
Yeah. Unless we just do another one Right. And we could, like, stop when we finish this one and go, click, click, click. Hey, welcome to the next Wrinkle
Sheets. That's a good idea.
We could do that, and then they could play that while I was gone.
How are we at time-wise right now?
We are at 30 minutes right now.
So it's a perfect time to go stop, click, click. Hey!
Hey! And you'd be ready for next week's after this. But I hate to just leave them sitting like that, because this will be the end of it, or just a good cliffhanger. Like, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
You don't know what happened.
To be continued.
To be continued. All right, let's do that. We'll just wrap it up right now. All right, thanks for tuning in to Wrinkle Sheets.
You.
We appreciate it. Find us at PinkBarb27 on Twitter. And what's your email address for that?
PinkBarb27 at yahoo.com.
See?
Very predictable.
Uh-huh.
I've been branded since I was 16.
And you'll find me on Twitter at Steve McGrew. And on Facebook, find me at Steve Mudflap McGrew. Your Facebook is?
PinkBarb27.
Wow. Anybody else see it? A thread here?
If you go to facebook.com/PinkBarb27. Hello! I branded myself and didn't even know it.
Yeah. And well, if you're out at any of the stores, check out Pop Chips and Perky Jerky, and you'll find those guys at popchips.com.
We'll be eating Pop Chips during the Grammys tonight.
We
pop
will.
Pop, pop.
You're not going to do the Perky Jerky tonight? A little too late for Perky Jerky?
Yeah, Perky Jerky doesn't happen after 3 o'clock for
the
me.
Action-packed snack. Check them out. All right, we appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
Bye.